All right, this is a first, an attempt at a audio interview on the Atlantic Books Today website with children's book illustrator Sydney Smith. How you doing, Sydney?
Good. I'm great. Thank you.
Great. Yeah. Well, you're always putting out interesting work that attracts our attention, and we're proud to call you one of us Nova Scotians, one of us East Coasters. And the particular spark for this call and conversation was that you and Joanne Schwartz won the $50,000 TD Canadian Children's Literature Awards. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thanks.
Can you describe the feeling you had when your names were announced, when you learned that you won this considerable prize?
Well, there's always a bit of disbelief. I've been privileged enough to get the call a couple times for different things, and this time it was just the same. There's always this moment where someone tells you, it's usually someone from the publisher of the book. They'll call you up and say, you know, they'll wait a second. They'll be like, hey, how's it going? I just want to call you with some news. And it always catches me off guard. I say it like it's happened a lot of times, but it's just been a couple of times. But each time it just feels like it kind of takes a second for me to process it. Really, it takes me a while to process it. And it's for this one, it's always... The awards that Towns by the Sea has won, is in this kind of bittersweetness about it, because of course it's exciting and I'm super proud of the book for receiving the awards, but I get this sense of sadness because that phone call would have come from Sheila Berry, the editor of the book.
Mm.
And she's no longer with us. She passed away almost a year ago, or pretty much exactly a year ago. And so it takes me a while to process that feeling of a bit of sadness with a lot of pride and excitement. I mean, obviously, you know, the money is amazing. This year especially, they've sort of bumped it up. So I feel pretty lucky. I feel it's a little bit like winning the lottery. I don't know. I mean, I would never refuse such a generous award. But that's the biggest I've ever seen. Like, I mean,
that's a considerable amount of money.
It's a considerable amount of money.
And I wonder, what does that mean for you as a working children's book artist, illustrator, to win that amount of money? What does that mean for your career?
That's a good question. I feel like my career is pretty solid enough that I don't think it would really that it's going to, I don't think it's going to make or break my career, but it definitely will help me become more stable. I feel like it's gonna, honestly, to tell you the truth, it's all just going towards student loans. I mean, it's not like I'm suddenly moving into a mansion somewhere or getting a boat. Our way of life is not going to change. We'll just be walking a little bit lighter, I think.
Right. I was just going to say, it takes a little weight off.
It takes a little weight off, and we feel very, very lucky for that. Yeah.
Hmm. I wanted to step back to something you just said, that relationship with your editor, and I think that's something as readers we don't necessarily think about very often.
Yeah.
But it's not just the writer and not just the illustrator who makes a children's book or any other kind of book. Could you talk a bit about that relationship with the editor and her contribution to the book?
Yeah, well, Sheila Sheila Berry was incredibly important to the whole process. She played matchmaker between Joanne and I. And I don't know, I've been trying to sort of reverse engineer how she was able to really conjure up so much out of not just me, other people who work with her. We all have this similar stories of just feeling this extreme connection with her and wanting to just spend as much time and effort on pleasing her and making her proud of the book. And that's sort of what happened immediately for me when I met her. Like, we made it, there's a great connection. Her and I shared a similar vision. So it didn't take a lot for me to try to convince her that my ideas were valid. She definitely had, you know, opinions of her own, but for the most part, she was more of an encourager, and allowed you to really run with ideas and take risks. And I think that's really the most important role of an editor is someone who validates or encourages risk-taking. And has maybe an outside perspective that can say, yes, that is a valid or that is a worthy thing to say or that's a valid perspective on whatever it is you're working on.
That's almost like in addition to helping construct a story, but to someone whose moral support and reaffirms the value of it, if you go, because probably every writer and artist needs that in some
definitely
capacity.
Well, yeah, we work in a vacuum. Like, we're in our basements, we're in our closets, we're in these studios that are just packed full of books and papers, and then it can get pretty lonely, and it can get kind of like you can lose sight of reality. Sometimes you can really question your own ideas and process. So to have someone there that you can just call on and ask, and to have a relationship like that with an editor isn't, I found out later that it's not always the case. Editors are sometimes quite distant, and I just, for me personally, I don't work well like that. I need to have a connection with someone, and share an excitement. That is really that's really what it comes down to. Someone else is excited about a project, I get even more excited. If someone says, you know, like, that my work is genius, I know that I'm not a genius, but I'm going to work my hardest to pretend like I am one. And that's maybe the furthest I can take my work, but I that's all I need, you know.
Right.
That's not, and I don't mean like I need a cheerleader or anything. I need someone to keep me grounded as well. But that's sort of where I'm at with trying to figure out
right
how Sheila did it. But she did all of those things, and also just a really nice, like a really beautiful person and a good friend.
Well, it certainly seems her belief in this project paid off. I should have mentioned the book is called Town is by the Sea, and it's a beautiful story about coal mining in Cape Breton from a young boy's perspective. But my impression is it's as much a love song to Cape Breton, the place and the culture, as it is anything. I wonder if you could talk a bit about the book itself and what it was like creating those images to go with Joanne's story.
Yeah, well, Joanne's story was so perfect for me. At this point, at the point that I had accepted or I had seen the manuscript and got on board, I just sort of understood that there's a certain type of story that I work well with, and it's just like hers, that there is enough room in the story for the illustrations to provide more. It's not just sort of a reflection or a symmetry with the text, but that there's room for subtext, there's room for this, you know, for the illustrations to kind of have, there's room for elevation in the story a little bit. So with Joanne's text, it's so beautiful, and the rhythm of it is so beautiful. It's almost like the waves on a beach or something. The way that she wrote it is so calm and quiet and perfectly paced, and there was enough room for me to really like start to focus on things, details of what it's like living in Cape Breton, which I mean, to be clear, I'm not from Cape Breton. I'm from the South Shore, but there's a lot of similarities between the communities of the South Shore of Nova Scotia and Cape Breton. I believe that there's, you know, it's rural, it's beautiful. There's a lot of struggle. There's a lot of industry. And there's just like this beautiful kind of dichotomy between the struggle and the beauty of the land. So I feel like I wasn't far off from my understanding of Cape Breton. I did a bit of a research trip. I had worked on the book for quite a while, and then at a certain point I just decided that I have to go to Glace Bay, which is the town that it's set in or modeled after. And so I just hopped on a plane. I had the time and the cash at the time to just hop on a plane and rent a car, drive out to Glace Bay and spend a little time there just walking around.
And so you were living in Toronto at the time.
Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. Yeah. And it's like any book that I'm extremely proud of, I feel like it happened at the right time. I wasn't living in Nova Scotia, but I think it's better for me to have been living in Toronto because it gave me that perspective, like a bit of a distance. I'd been away from Nova Scotia. We'd been living in Toronto for about 4 years, and I was really, really feeling disconnected from it. And I'd been, you know, working hard at making these books and becoming, you know, part of some Toronto bookmaking scene and a community, which is an amazing community here. But I've been feeling this disconnect from the community of Nova Scotia. And so when I was offered this book, or the chance to illustrate this book, I knew that I had to do it right away, because by working on it, it was a way for me to help give this story legs, or to give the story a voice. You know, and so to represent a story set back home, I think that's just like the ultimate. That's just sort of the dream. That's the dream.
You almost get to inhabit two places at once.
Yeah.
In that creation. Well, the result is certainly a beautiful book. It's a beautiful story, and it's very much has a very Cape Breton flavor, even though it was drawn by someone from the South Shore.
Right, yeah. Well, I had friends.
Anyone
I had friends. There were people that I know that are from Cape Breton, and I wanted to make sure that there are a lot of details that were very specific to that area. There was one, the first page of that book, it's a kitchen with a box of tea on the table. And originally I put red rose tea. And then days before it went to print, a friend of mine said, no, that's got to be King Cole. There's no way that someone from that town would be drinking Red Rose tea. And I just, I ran to the phone. I called up Sheila and Groundwood, and I was like, I gotta change it. Just give me a chance. I gotta change it. Cause it's those little details that if you're telling the story about someone from this area, it's very specific. It's very specific. So I just didn't want to let down anybody who would know the significance of just a box of tea. It means something so much, where you're from, the type of person, the community that you're from. And I feel like that's where the poetry is in details like that.
The crucial local details.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on the prize and the recognition. It's well deserved, and we're very proud of you out here.
Oh, I'm very proud. I'm very proud to be a Maritimer here in the big city.
Sydney, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.